You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone, and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. TVs keep getting bigger, but my eyes stay the same size. What's that all about? Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to the Exitainer. The opposite of the Entertainer, although I guess Tainer has no opposite. Tainer? I don't know. The Exitainer, thank you so much. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. My name is Scott Aukerman. I am your host. And we're doing something a little bit different on today's show. We're doing something called the Comedy Bang Bang Roundtable. That's right. You're used to listening to this show, and hopefully, you know, we've been doing it for almost 15 years at this point. Maybe you've been listening for 15, maybe 14, maybe 13, maybe 11, maybe 10, maybe 9, maybe 8, maybe 7, maybe 6, maybe 5, maybe 4, maybe 3, maybe 2, maybe 1, not 12. But usually on this show, I have the guests on one by one. We'll take a break after our first guest, bring another one on, take another break, bring another one on. I'm going to bring them all out at the same time this time. And it's, quite honestly, we're doing this because it's the Comedy Bang Bang Roundtable. And that's the way it goes on the CBBR. And let's get to them. We have such a fascinating group of guests today. We have a religious figure. We have a merchant. And we have a student, which is very exciting because I want to see where all of these people intersect and what they have in common, what they have that are differences. But where can we find common ground with each other and maybe learn a little bit more about them, but more importantly, about ourselves as we listen to them? Let's bring them on. He or she, I can't remember, is...
But you call me a religious figure. What do you think my shape is? What would you describe my figure as? Oval shape?
Hexagon?
Small at the top, small at the bottom?
You're kind of like a human stop sign.
Okay. Okay, fair enough.
Just been with your personality, I guess is what I
should
say.
Been eating all that pasta. Mm-hmm. makes sense.
He is the aforementioned religious figure. He is a...
Afro-mentioned.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for noticing.
haircut.
Thank you for noticing my haircut. I decided to do something a little different.
Yeah,
what? I got hair plugs in turkey.
Oh, really? And they're in the shape of a turkey, too.
They're in the shape of a turkey.
It's been cut into the shape of a turkey.
I'm inspired by the place where I'm at.
That's
right. When in Rome, when in Turkey.
That's right, yeah. Did you have it cut like the Colosseum when you were in Rome? Or?
Well, yeah. Well, I got the hair transplants in Turkey, had them cut into a turkey.
Right.
And then I went to Rome. I said, do this like the Colosseum.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a language barrier because they were speaking Italian. And
right. I know someone from Italiano Jones, by the way. I don't know if you've ever met him.
Met him once or twice in my life.
On mic? I don't remember.
Yeah, on mic. Yeah, he paid for the meal. And then I went back to Turkey. I said, put this back in the shape of a turkey. Because Thanksgiving's coming, of course.
That's right. It's just around the corner. And if you mean maybe 6 months from now.
If you think about it, Thanksgiving is always coming.
That's true.
That's true.
I mean, unless they cancel it.
And they ain't going to cancel
Remember Thanksgiving. When the Sheriff of Nottingham in that Robin Hood Prince of Thieves said he was going to cancel Christmas?
I do remember that. And then now they're talking about canceling Thanksgiving. But I hope they don't cancel this Thanksgiving because I'm cooking something delicious.
Really? Oh, I can't wait to talk to you about it.
Yeah. Oh, we got to introduce.
We got to introduce.
At the,
oh,
at
and
the
I need
table.
To introduce you as well
at the round table. Oh, you know
because
who I
haven't. You know, we all know who you.
You know who I am.
That's
but
right.
Do you know who I am?
I don't know
because I talk the same often.
He is a religious figure who enjoys a nice Italian meal once or twice a day. Please welcome back to the show, Pastor Pasta.
Pasta.
That's right.
Puff, puff, pasta. Uh-huh. I'm high on rigatoni.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful to have you back, but we need to introduce the rest of it.
Sure.
Unlike the other episodes you've done, this is the CBB round table.
This is the round. I'm shaped like a hexagon, but this is the round table.
That's
let's
right.
get into it. Let's get into it.
Let's get to him. Okay. He's a merchant. He is the owner and I believe the proprietor of, is that right? Do I have you right?
Yeah, I'm the owner and proprietor of Kissy's. It's a local grocery store in Downey, California.
That's right. Please welcome back to the show, Albert Rowe.
Thank
Hello.
You for having me. It's been a while, Scott.
It has. Yeah, it's been a minute here.
Yeah, it's been exactly 1 minute, actually.
That's right. You showed up a little early.
Yes, yeah,
I asked you to come back when the show started.
Like, fair enough. You said 4 on the dot and I was here at 3:59.
That's right. And that's rude for my taste. Show up right on the dot.
I can only apologize. I'm okay. Very, very sorry about
okay,
that.
Okay, I appreciate that. Albert, we're going to hear what you're up to, but of course, this is the CBB Roundtable.
That's right, yeah. You know, I am very excited about Thanksgiving coming up because, you know, that's a big time at the store.
Big time
us.
At the store, yeah. You have all those Kisses. Turkeys to kiss.
All those, I got to kiss. Yeah, this is what I do. I kiss
do you know,
every...
Do you know Albert's...
No, I don't notice.
He is the owner, and by the way, I also found out he's the proprietor.
I'm the proprietor as well
of Kissy's grocery store. Yeah. Where and the one guarantee that store has is
I'm going to kiss every item in the store.
Oh, even people.
If asked, yeah, I've gotten into some.
You go up to people and you say, "Are you an item?" And if they say yes. Then you kiss
well,
them.
He's gone up to couples and gone,
right.
and
I go,
said, are
yeah,
you an
I
item?
Are you to an item?
Are you
and
to
then
an
kisses
item? And
it's
kiss.
A very confusing method.
Kisses.
I do a sort of reverse, we saw you from across the bar and we liked your vibe thing, but I do it to couples only. So I'm trying to get in there with couples versus couples trying to single me out.
And your market is couples only as well, right?
You can't be
a solo pervert.
You can't be a sick fuck. You can't be a solo pervert.
Shoot.
You can't be
shoot.
A sinner in the eyes of God.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you have to be, at the very least, common law married to come
shoot.
Into the store. Yeah, sort of a new rule.
I was going to come up there and buy some pastas.
Well,
if you got a
romantic partner,
yeah, do you have a boo? Or?
I don't have a boo.
Yeah, or what about a bae?
I don't have a boo, a bae, or a beau. I don't have none of them.
Bo Burnham? Isn't your boyfriend?
I'm not Dan Bo.
Your boyfriend?
That's Phoebe. Phoebe Dan Bo.
Oh, right. Oh, that's right.
Last I heard.
That's right.
Not from her.
Last time that I checked.
Former
last,
guest.
Last time that I checked. That's a Nipsey Hussle song. Do y'all even know who that is? No. Okay.
I know who Nipsey Hussle is.
You don't know. You think Nipsey Hussle is an athlete.
Yeah, he plays center for the Knicks, right? We need to get to our next guest. This is the CBB Roundtable. We can't not get to our third guest.
Beautiful
perfect place for
table.
A lazy Susan, I must say.
Yes. Let's get to him. He's never been on the show before, but he's here in the middle of the roundtable. He doesn't know that it's different. he has no experience, no prior experience being on the show. So he's just being thrown to the wolves right now, or in the deep end of the pool with some wolves.
I'm confused. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you have no idea, but let's welcome him. He is a 17-year-old high school student. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Michael Police.
Hey,
Michael Police.
What's up, dude?
Hey, it's great to see you.
So
hello.
Cool to be here.
How are you? How, you're 17 years old.
Just me, just a 17-year-old kid from school. Boy, I'd love to get my hands on some drugs. Anybody have any
connections? Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure we could probably hook you up. I mean, I don't know if I'd be lying around.
I'm addicted to gluten.
No,
I'm addicted to gluten.
No, that's not a drug. I want, like, I'd love
if
to get...
If it me, it's drugs.
What do you want, some fentanyl or...
Oh, great. You know, ideally... I want to know who you get it from and who they get it from. I always have to go to the source.
Well,
because...
let me see. I have that all in my diary. Let me see if I can get that for
you. Fentanyl diary?
What are those cords hanging out of your button-up shirt? You have electrical cords.
They help me breathe.
Are you sick? I'm so sorry.
No. I was born with a tiny lung.
One tiny lung.
Can't even see it.
Is your other one regular size or
the other one's lost? No one knows where it is. The doctors think that.
Did you check the lost and found at the hospital?
No,
that's where it is.
They think dropped it in I dropped it in my mother's womb and it was never picked up and reabsorbed back into her body.
Did she ever shit out a lung?
She ain't never poop out no lung.
No, I don't know. She never told me. No, it absorbs into your body, so it goes back into the body.
Can you open up your blouse? No offense, because I know you're underage, and I'm a man.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You're
gross,
asking
dude.
A lot of really crass
hey,
questions.
Dude, you're
fast
gross.
You can't just ask somebody why wires are sticking out of there. That's so uncool.
You kiss strangers. Shut the hell up.
That's...
by the way, really? Do you want a kiss from Albert over here?
I'm off the clock, Scott. I'm not offering
he's
kisses.
He's 17.
Okay. Clock,
that's no problem. Everybody going to jail today. He is 17.
17 is the age of consent in New York.
No, yeah, I never heard of it.
Really? It is?
And we can all pretend we're there.
Okay.
Cool.
Well,
I'm always in New York, baby.
Cool. Something about this feels unethical to me, and you know I'm all about ethics.
No, we're not going to kiss you. We're not going to open up your shirt or anything.
Great. I'd appreciate that.
It's great to have you
he
on the round.
He got cords table. Hanging out of his shirt, and we
it's
not
it's because
open.
It just helps me breathe.
Yeah,
because
helps him
that
breathe.
Lung. Yeah, yeah.
Where's the oxygen tank?
What?
Where is the oxygen tank?
It's really small, and it's in my ass.
You have a small lung in your chest,
and then
a small oxygen tank in your. I guess there's no
ass.
Other word.
Did he say that the oxygen tank was small?
He did. Yeah,
it's very small. I got it from Germany. It's tiny, and believe me or not, it's made from Audi. Audi is the one who made it.
Really? I got my hair cut in the shape of an Audi when I was in Germany.
Really? Did you?
I did.
Surprised you didn't get it in the Heil Hitler salute.
Oh, well, I don't think that that's cool.
Oh, you what? You don't think that's cool?
I don't think that's cool.
Yeah.
This
new generation.
I don't think that what happened is cool, and I'm not in it.
I don't think that's cool either. You know what's cool? Getting your hands on some meth. Y'all got a hookup?
We have hookups. Don't worry about that. We'll get that to you a little bit later.
Scott?
Ideally, I'd love to meet the person who's hooking them up. I always want to go to the top.
I'll make a call. Don't worry about it. It's great to have you guys on the CBB roundtable.
I'm delighted to be here. This is a gorgeous table. What kind of wood is this?
Cedar oak? It's one of the... I mean, it's a very light wood, certainly.
Yeah, light skin wood.
I guess I'm not a person... I'm not a wood guy.
Okay.
I can't just look at a wood and know exactly what it is.
And know your woods? Okay, you can't look at wood. Okay, all right.
All right, but what we do here on the CBB roundtable is we open up topics of conversation. Wood, honestly...
Boring
not
to
a lot
you?
There.
Yeah, a little boring to you.
I could talk about wood for days.
Really? Because you're somebody who talks about pasta.
I know, but I recently started to take interest in wood.
Interesting.
You don't say.
I do say. I said.
I know. I heard you. Yeah.
Then why have you heard me? What you say? I don't say. Because you heard me say.
Okay. I beg your pardon. But pasta.
No need to beg. Yes.
Tell us about wood. Why did you get into wood recently?
Because...
And if it's boring, I'm going to cut you off.
Well, just go ahead and ask somebody else a question then.
I like wormwood. Wormwood, it's illegal in this.
Is wormwood?
Wormwood is what they make the absinthe out of. Yeah. And if you all know where I can get some, I'd appreciate it. I won't tell anyone.
Honestly,
can I just be honest with you for a second?
Uh-huh.
I just think you're wanting to do too many drugs too quickly. Yeah, that's like a lot.
Oh God, are you? Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say I'm a narc, and I was gonna get angry.
Oh,
and say,
no, try a gateway.
I'm not a narc.
First. No,
okay, no.
But if you all know someone who does sex trafficking, let me know. I'd love to get my hands on some sex.
Sex trafficking.
I know what kind of guys you think we are, but we're not that kinds of guys. We're like actually like really chill and like not. We're not bad like that.
I boned someone in a parked car once.
You boned them. And how do you mean?
What
do you
mean?
As opposed to a moving car?
Yeah, is that sex trafficking?
No, T-bone? Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I T-boned someone in a parked car. It was really difficult.
Okay, I don't like that, Scott. How old were they?
This was not on Epstein Island. Is that what you're asking?
No, it was in New York, and they were 17.
Come on.
Okay. All right, well...
Look, I don't have any of that stuff on me, but we'll get you some. Don't worry. But cool. we want you to be careful as well.
Cool, because I'm just a student. I'm just a regular student. And like I feel like you were trying to say like I'm not a student.
No,
you
know? I think you're like projecting just like a little bit, if I have to be honest. But I think you're just like you seem like a normal cool student. I saw you walk in here, you attempted a kickflip and you did a really bad job. Yeah, but
yeah, I really hurt my elbow.
I saw you walk in here too and you was talking into a walkie-talkie like a student.
Oh, that's cool. Are walkie-talkies coming back?
Yeah, I'm also like a junior custodian at my school, and somebody said we need more Lysol, and I said, coming right up, coming right up, sir.
Mm. More Lysol.
A junior custodian. Is that now a gateway to becoming a custodian at the school over time?
No. At my school, they want you to be a junior custodian forever.
What school do you go to?
Westlake High School.
I don't know anyone who would do that, quite honestly.
But not Harvard Westlake, just regular Westlake.
No, just regular Westlake. Oh, I'd love to go to Harvard because I heard there's a lot of drugs there and I could really get inside someone.
I want to say something.
Yeah, go ahead and say. Hey, this is the CBB roundtable. You can say whatever you like.
It's obvious to me that you're kind of shaken up by the fact that I'm a religious figure.
Yeah,
my body is shaped like what?
That's what's obvious to you.
Yeah. Yes. Here's what's obvious to me. You know that Pasta is a religious figure, and you're acting out in order because you want Pasta to offer you a religious life on the straight and narrow. And so you're acting out in order to get Pasta to recruit you into his religion. Is that what's going on here?
Sure. I mean, okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. In your religion, is there drugs? Let me know. I won't tell anyone.
Yeah. Rigatoni, farfalle, trophy. Penne.
Trophy?
I'm sorry,
yeah.
What?
That's a
none of those
are
drugs, and one of them wasn't pasta.
T-R-O-F-I-E, trophy. Those are drugs. You get addicted.
But you named a bunch of pastas and then you named a...
It's a slippery slope, young man.
Everyone talks about slippery slopes.
Yeah.
They're fun.
I mean, if you're in a slide...
Not the one I've been on.
Catch me at the top of a slippery slope saying we all the way down. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Yeah, catch me at the top of a slippery slope. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, catch me at the top of a slippery slope.
How about that?
How about that? Okay, so the drugs I do are going to fill you up.
Yeah.
And they're not drugs. They're not really drugs, if I'm being honest.
Although one can have an addiction to eating.
One can have an addiction.
And I, by the way, I think you have that.
Me?
Yeah.
Who are you, a doctor now? Are you a podcast or a doctor? I'm just confused.
I'm sort of, am I a podcast or a doctor? I have to be one of those two?
You have to be one of those. Never a doctor in a podcast.
I guess I'm closer to a podcast than I am a doctor.
You a podcast. I have been eating quite a bit, but it's not kind for you to comment on my body.
No, it's not. But your body is really big.
You started this podcast by commenting on my body.
I'm sorry. I'll also end it with that.
Okay. Well, you know what? Since you have no remorse, which is something I try to preach, by the way.
Mm. Having no remorse? Having remorse.
Repentance.
I got to be honest with Scott. Like, I agree with Scott. Your body is the strangest
form I've ever seen. So everybody's going to be commenting on my body today?
No, I'm sorry. It's just right in front of me. I couldn't
chime
help.
In here.
I love it. I think it's great. I think you look great.
A hexagon.
Yeah, I think, you know, we take all shapes and sizes at Kissy's as long as you have a pair. You're not allowed in the current
have
state
a pair
that
of what
a pair of
I
what?
Mean, you know, you have a cup, you're part of a couple, you're part of a
oh yeah. Okay.
I thought a pair of balls
I know, yeah, but also that is parrot. Like you have to
Big
have
natties?
Like,
Yeah.
You have to have huge natties.
I don't have no natties. These look like breasts, but they're not breasts.
It looks like you have three hip bones the way you're standing.
Yeah.
Should I? Well, maybe if I sit down, does it still look like that?
Oh,
now
God.
It looks like you have six hip bones. Yeah, I don't know
it
what
looks
that
like it hurts
just immediately.
Yeah, Hertz donut. You ever heard? You do you sell those? Hertz
we
donuts?
Do sell Hertz donuts, and I, every time I sell one, I get in a huge fight. I get my ass kicked every time I sell a Hertz donut.
Like the rental car place got donuts now. I'm being serious.
Yeah. Well.
The way, this is a missed opportunity if they don't start making these.
They should, at the very least, put in like a donut tire that you can ride to to another place, a tire place, to get your tires.
Food and tires aren't that far. Think about Michelin stars.
Oh,
exactly.
Think about them. Think about them.
Yeah.
Think about them.
Yeah. They ate rubber.
Think about them.
I can only picture half of one.
No, think about.
I once had rubber, and I was sick for weeks.
I had rubber in what capacity and how? So
I ate three condoms dare.
On a dare.
I'm in high school. You know, I have to. I have to be the person. Yeah.
I thought condoms was made of plastic this whole time.
Yeah. I think you don't. I don't think you ate the right.
They're rubber. I think they're they're rubber. I don't know what the fuck.
I know
I
got sick.
You don't have to pretend
you haven't had that you've had sex before.
Yeah,
it's fine
come on.
If you
you're cool if you're a virgin.
Yeah, it's okay if you're a virgin.
You still think you're great.
I'm only 17 years old. Of course I'm a virgin. Speaking of that, do you all know any like prostitutes that like?
Oh sure.
Sex
workers.
Sex worker. Sorry, I didn't mean to be offensive. Do you know any? I love to pay for sex.
No.
I would love to go talk to the person they work for.
Oh, okay. What about? Like about negotiating rates? Or?
Where they make their money. And,
they'd love to share that.
Do they have a lawyer?
Some of those people might be one and the same. You know, a lot of these people are
their own
small
boss.
Businesses, you know. You can be your own boss.
I want to ask this teenager something.
Sure, sure. Just what's up?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a drug dealer. Yeah, the best thing in the world is a drug dealer.
Oh,
and
I don't want to be that.
Just because my name is Michael Police doesn't mean I'm a member of the police. And I'm so fucking sick of people saying that I'm not a high school kid, that I'm actually a police officer pretending to be a high school kid. It's so offensive.
If anything, I thought he was part of the band, the police.
Roxanne, you don't have to jump in the air tonight.
We know it's
is
not
that the song?
We know.
We've eliminated that just from that singing.
That was rough.
I thought it was okay.
That was rough.
Wait, you think it was good?
Can I do one more time?
Do it one more time. And now you're prepared for it.
Take your time. No, do a vocal warm-up, please, before.
Jumping in the air feels nice today. Jumping in the air feels nice today.
Doing that monotone is a perfect warm-up.
One, two, one, two, one, two, three. I'll whisper till I die quickly. All right, here we go.
That's not
going
to help you.
Roxanne, you don't have to... jump on the air tonight.
I don't know, guys.
Jump on her what tonight?
Jump on the air tonight.
Okay.
If you guys don't like it, that's
you
fine.
You think
I'm
that's
not
as
gonna
good
sit
as
here.
Sting?
Huh?
You think that's as good as Sting?
Who's Sting?
Oh.
Your eyes darted back and forth when we said police and Sting.
I got a little horny, but that's only because I like scorpions and scorpions sting.
Oh, that makes sense.
Doesn't explain the police part, but all right.
No, it doesn't. Here's the thing.
I guess if I was stung by a scorpion, I'd probably call 911 and accidentally be connected with the police instead of an ambulance.
Yeah,
so
that,
it
that
makes
could happen.
Sense.
It tracks
right,
now. You're right.
Yeah.
Nothing
right.
like the
well,
police.
Guys, look, we need to take a break.
Oh,
sure.
But the CBB roundtable is just getting started.
Are we allowed to kiss
started.
Other people on the break?
Yeah, sure.
What if we hook up with somebody else?
Be my guest.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're giving us a hall pass.
I'm. By the way, you don't even need.
Do you
want to
know what happens? I think you always need consent.
No.
Do you want to know?
At the CBB roundtable, there are no consent.
Do you want to know what
happens?
Speaking
of hookup, ketamine. Anybody know any ketamine?
Okay, we'll get you some ketamine.
I want to talk to the person who has ketamine.
Do you want to know what happens on the break?
What happens?
But I'm asking, like, if something does go down while we're on break. Do you want to know about it, or would you rather not know about it?
I'd like to watch it if that's possible. Or...
You're just okay. You're not going to get all Ross on our ass.
I'm not going to get raw dog on your ass. Is that what you're asking?
That's
crazy.
Not what I was
I'm
thinking
a
either.
I'm a man of the cloth and the pasta.
Yeah, so you don't know anything about that type of behavior.
I mean, pasta.
Who do you want to hook up with? Look, we need
who
to take a break. When we come back, we'll see if you hooked up
with
someone.
Okay, when we come back, let's play Spin the Bottle. Okay, see you soon.
Okay, we'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang Roundtable after this.
I want crack.
Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't, Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is AURA Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever have something that you're keeping close to the vest or the chest? If you're Christopher Nolan, he says that in one of the Batman movies twice. He doesn't say it, obviously. Look, this is something I just need to get off my chest. The fact that this bothers me. Anyway, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Well, therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bangbang today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bangbang. Sorry to interrupt your podcast, everyone, but, you know, there's only one acceptable reason to interrupt a podcast, and that is your dog. Take a minute now to pet your dog, okay? I'll wait. I'm not going to wait a full minute, but a few seconds, sure. Yeah, but while you're petting your dog, you can learn all about Bark, the company dedicated to making dogs happy. Every month, BarkBox designs and delivers a whole new collection of toys and treats just for your best bud. Every toy is tailored to your pup's size and play style, from squeaky plush toys from BarkBox to ultra-tough durable ones from Super Chewer. Every treat is made with yummy, healthy, all-natural ingredients like pumpkin and sweet potato. For a limited time, this is good, they will double your first box of goodies for free. My dogs, they love BarkBox. Now it's gotten to the point where every package that is delivered to the house, they assume is a BarkBox, and they start jumping up and down. Then I have to say, no, it's just a sweater for me. And they get very disappointed. They love BarkBox. They love chewing on everything. They love the treats. It's great. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. This is the CBB Roundtable, very special edition of Comedy Bang Bang, where we get three people in a room and we talk about the issues of the day and what's happening in the world and where, you know, maybe we can solve some of the world's problems. Maybe at least by addressing them, it opens up our minds into possible solutions for them. And I have three great guests here, and you couldn't ask for better guests. A wide swath of people here, all gentlemen who reside within the Los Angeles area. So we may talk about local issues. We may talk about national issues. I'm not quite sure, but please welcome back to the show, Pasta Pasta.
How you doing? Something happened on the break. Good
something
to
happened?
See.
Okay, I want to catch up with this in okay, just a second. Sure. Let me reintroduce everyone else. Albert Rowe of Kissy's Grocers.
What's up?
What? I didn't know that a man of a distinction like yourself would say something like, "What's up?"
I'm just trying to, like, I don't know. I'm just trying to be chill now. There's just like a lot going on in the world, and I currently have a lot of fires in the irons, irons in the fire. So I'm just really trying to just center myself and be chill.
If your fire is in the irons, you're gonna need to douse the irons with water
and unplug them first.
Yeah, and something bad can happen.
We also have a Very precocious, yet entertaining lad. A 17-year-old student, Michael Police, is here.
Hey, what's shaking, dudes and dudes? This is cool. All right. Out of
this
sight.
This is cool. Thank you so much. It's great. I mean, we've been around 15 years, so almost your entire life. It's great that we have new blood listening to the show and on the show. It's great to have you here, Michael.
Oh, absolutely. As a 17-year-old kid and not a day older than that, I can tell you it's real.
Your birthday?
Huh?
It's your birthday? Happy birthday!
Oh, yeah. You're not a day older than 17.
I'm not a day older than 17.
No, that's so happy.
Wait, how does that...
Happy birthday!
Oh, you did that one!
I just don't understand how you assume this is my birthday based on that.
You said you weren't a day older than 17,
and we took you
at your
word.
Right, today's the oldest I've ever been.
It's your birthday.
Wait, I'm confused.
You assume.
You're not 1 day older than 17. Happy birthday, my friend.
I didn't know,
so I couldn't necessarily prepare for a gift.
Bring a cake or some pasta.
I mean, if you don't even need to give me cake. If you give me, like, pasta. I don't know, Percocet that you don't have a prescription
Percocet.
For.
Molly, you know, like, Percocet.
Or do you know
what
someone
if I
that
had
gives...
a prescription for it?
No, I'm not interested in
Percocet.
That. I don't want that. I don't. I'm a bad boy. Don't you get it? I'm a bad boy.
Like P. Diddy.
Yes.
No, the worst boy, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, well, okay.
P. Diddy? Yeah. Why? What did he do?
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, he only 17.
Can you give me a detail? I don't know.
17.
We'll hook you up with P. Diddy, if that's what you want.
Also, whatever happened to R. Kelly? Everyone's like, does anyone know what happened with him?
I'm so confused. The bad boys is getting longer and longer by the day.
Yeah, too many bad boys.
We got to mention
Jack Quaid, Hollywood's good boy,
just to balance it out.
Just to balance it out.
Not me. I'm a bad boy. I'm always looking for drugs, but only to use them, not to destroy those who sell them.
We'll get you some drugs. But Pasta, you mentioned something happened during the break.
Something happened during the break.
What's up?
I was kissed.
What?
I was kissed by Albert.
Albert?
I didn't know. Well, I thought he owned Albertsons and that Kissy's was an offshoot. And if I had known it really was just Kissy's, I would not have kissed him.
Oh, wait, you kissed him because you said you were kissed.
Well, we met in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, if I get kissed, I'm gonna kiss back.
Okay, so it was a mutual kiss.
It was a mutual kiss. Two people met in the middle.
Because you seemed very interested in someone right before the break, so it doesn't surprise me.
Because I thought he had money.
Do you have money, Albert?
I mean, I famously have a lot of inherited wealth. Actually.
Oh, that's right. You're Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos is my dad.
Then why are you dressed like that?
Yeah, why are you dressed like that?
What, like a common slob, you mean?
Yeah, why you got on Tom? Who doesn't even know Tom still made shoes?
No,
yeah.
These are my old Toms. I've been wearing these for 15 years.
By the way, they're mismatched, so it's almost like you have the one of the ones from the pair that he's supposed to give away, and then one of the ones that you bought?
I said, give me one good one and one bad one, and then okay.
He only gives away the bad ones?
He only gives away, Tom's a bad guy.
Tom's a bad guy.
Yeah. But
so you do pretty well for yourself, huh?
I do pretty well for my dad.
Your dad doesn't give you that much money, right?
Not anymore. He only gave me like $4 billion when I turned 18. Yeah. But it's been all
$4 billion?
I'm sorry, I'm just putting something together. I'm slow as molasses. Jeff Bezos is your daddy, so kissies in English, kissies, Bezos in English.
Please put this together, because I really, I hear you struggling with it, and I'm just dying for you to like pull all these threads together.
So you changed your last name so you didn't sound like a Nepo baby.
There's an element of that, yeah. You know, my dad, Jeff Bezos, made Whoopi with a Latina, and so there was a little slight
a different Latina than his current Latina.
Made Whoopi. I said Whoopi
Latina,
Goldberg ain't Latina. Okay, I see. I'm so sorry.
No, not.
I got jet lag from traveling from Italy.
Oh, no. Oh, you came straight from Italy?
Well, no, I was in Turkey, and then.
Oh, right.
But I spent some time in Italy.
And if you got a direct flight to Italy, I'd like to take.
That's
from Los Angeles to Italy. I think that you can fly direct.
I was kicking it with Italiano Jones.
Were you really?
Yeah, we was kicking it, big kicking it.
Really?
Does he have a hookup for anything?
A hookup? For what kind
for
of?
Like RCA like cables or?
No, silly. I'm looking to get hooked up. I'm looking to get set up.
I want to say the obvious right now.
Yeah, what do you got?
It's time for us to do some baptisms around here.
Baptism?
I want to say the obvious.
Yeah.
It's time for us to do some baptism.
Yeah, let's
anybody
do
what's the obvious? That we have to do baptisms? Or that's part of the obvious?
That's the obvious.
Pastor wants to do some baptisms.
I want to baptize y'all in some marinara.
Oh,
I want to.
Is it hot?
Yes, it's boiled. I brought it to a boil. Now,
okay, so I don't want to do that.
Is it 451 degrees? The temperature at which paper burns?
Oh my! Ain't that the name of a book?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, never mind.
That scared me so much when you said that, Scott.
Oh, my God.
I hate the idea of paper burning.
Yeah.
I want to light some paper on fire now. On fire.
Don't say that. It's so scary.
It's Why so does scary, it scare you?
Why
are you kissing again?
I just like the way.
Look, so I did a good job.
You did a good job kissing.
Okay. All right. That's honestly.
How rate him at a scale of 1 to 10.
He did all teeth. All teeth.
No tongue.
Barely lip. It was just our teeth.
We basically smashed skulls. Yeah.
Oh, my friend. What are you, the predator?
It did hurt.
All
it
teeth, did. No lip, no tongue.
Oh, my
tongue.
God. I've never asked that before.
All
are
teeth,
you a
no
predator?
Lip, no tongue.
You're going to sit there and you're going to ask me if I'm a xenomorph. I think that's alien.
Yeah, predator, I believe.
Predator is its own thing.
I believe it has no race that we've ever been able to ascertain.
Xenomorph, alien, root word, xeno.
Good point.
That is an excellent point. I'm glad we got around to that. I'm not the predator. No, I don't have.
Are you a predator?
No, I'm certainly
not
a predator either.
Because you could go to jail for that.
No, I am not going to jail. I'm not going to jail tonight.
No, not tonight. Not tonight.
If you ate meat today, you're a predator.
I had turkey bacon.
Then you're a predator.
And then pancetta.
Question.
I'm not a pancetta.
Was it turkey bacon or was it bacon that you had in turkey? Because I do think there is a difference.
There's a big
it was
difference.
Bacon I had in turkey. How did you know?
Okay, I just had a feeling that it wasn't quite the right
thing. How did you discern as much? Have you ever thought about going into religious work?
You know, I did try to start a religious sect out of the back rooms of Kissy's HQ, you know.
Was this like Nixium spinoff?
Yeah, were y'all branding people? I want to get branded so bad.
I want to get branded, man.
I want to get branded too.
Yeah,
can you brand us?
It's interesting. If, like, people talk about these cults, and the minute someone says, like, oh, by the way, part of this is we brand you, that's the minute 90% of the people are out, I would think.
Yeah, most of the people say, for this reason, I'm out, and then they don't want to get branded.
Like Shark Tank.
They say exactly like Shark Tank. Mark Cuban very specifically said, for this reason, I'm out, and then he ran away.
Now, is Mark Cuban Cuban?
That's
no.
a thing. It's weird it's advertising so if he's not.
It's actually so, like, it's a cult. It's cultural appropriation, actually.
Yeah,
you should change his last name.
Yeah, that's true. A Cuban reminds me of Scarface. And then Scarface reminds me of what I've been looking for. A cocaine dealer who I can meet his boss.
Can we help
who
this
Who is Scarface's
young...
boss?
Can we help
Scarface's
this?
Boss
I think
was Frank.
Self-employed at one point.
And then Frank, Tony Montana killed Frank after he found out he set him up.
Are you a cenophile? My goodness, the information and trivia you retain.
Cenophile? Meaning like I get turned on by people and movies?
I'm going
people
back to
movies?
School. Sorry about all my
I guess
stuff.
I don't mean like cinephiliac. Like
okay. Like no, I'm not a cinephile, but I am a cinephiliac. Like, I've jacked off to the Green Mile so many times because I'm a young 17-year-old dude.
I gotta admit, I've jacked off to a few movies.
I jacked off to the Green Book.
Oh, really?
What about
Oscar award-winning Green
I've jacked
Book.
Off to the Good Book.
Oh no, really? Well that's not good. That's bad.
This
actually.
Is bad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bad. We're all talking about jacking off, and I'm the one doing it wrong.
That's what happens when you have four men on a podcast. You talk about jacking off.
Hey, you guys ever jacked off to When Harry Met Sally? Like, especially at the end?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to mention this because of Hollywood's Good Boy. is on the show quite often. I don't want to mention anything. But by the way, I'm winking at you. Mm. You may know the answer.
Okay.
I'm getting wonked.
I don't know the answer.
Is the past tense of winked? Wonk,
wank?
Wanked.
Wanked.
I'm in school, y'all. I'm going back to school.
Are you really?
Me too. Yeah, I'm in school.
Yeah. What school?
I go to West. No, I said I'm in. Me too. I'm in school.
Oh, you're in school. You go to Westlake. I heard
I'm
about you.
I'm just a 17-year-old, and the only interest I have in drugs is to use them.
I go
not to break.
I'm actually
down
in,
the.
Okay, sorry.
Where are you going to school?
No, I'm sorry. No, I didn't. I want to hear why you use drugs. I'm sorry.
I use drugs because I'm a young 17-year-old kid. You know, it's not because any other reason.
Do you enjoy them?
Do I enjoy? Yeah, you're kidding me. The other day I was smoking.
What are you miming
crack.
Right now?
Yeah, you're huh? What are you miming?
You're sort of doing an Andrew Dice Clay kind of like what he would
right.
used to
you
do
smoke
with a cigarette.
Yeah, you smoke
That's
crack
not
like
how
a
you
cigarette.
Smoke.
Yeah, you're like
what?
Hands on like the other side of your head.
I
you look
show
ridiculous.
You how to smoke.
Hey, Scott, how do you know how
it's
to smoke
like
crack?
You're the bouncer at Pretty in Pink.
How do you know how to smoke crack?
Because Scott has smoked crack before.
Scott, what were you earlier today? Around 3 p.m.
At the crack house, of course.
There was a crack.
Then I went by the Beverly Hilton in the bathtub where Whitney used to.
Do you have the address?
Oh, Scotty, you going to get in trouble for that one. I'm not getting involved.
Here's the thing about that, though.
No.
And it's very sad. People think Whitney Houston overdosed and died. Whitney Houston.
Now she wasn't even from Houston. She wasn't even from Houston.
A cultural appropriation. This you cannot do that.
We can't. Mark Cuban, you should name yourself Mark White Guy.
Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And then that case closed. And then we don't want to hear from you anymore.
And I don't want to get into other examples of what other people should do, but that's at least with that one, we can agree on that.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think we can all agree that I'm not a police officer.
Nobody said that.
Good, yeah. Don't, because it'd be just that's not true.
Okay.
I want to state the obvious. You was talking about somebody boiling. Speaking of boiling, I boiled some pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Pasta.
You know what else you boil?
I'm in school and they're teaching me to say things differently.
The things you're miming right now, it's working on a carburetor.
Right. It's like that. Just like that, right? It's like working two breaths in different opposite directions.
Yeah. I just want to say, I want to baptize y'all. Because a lot of what you talk... Well, I got a tub of marinara outside. Ragu.
A whole tub?
A whole tub.
Okay.
It's like a kiddie pool full of a red sauce.
Great.
Or like a cowboy pool, because I did boil it.
What's a cowboy pool?
They got them in Palm Springs, Joshua Tree.
Oh, yeah, the little tin
thing. The tin thing. Uh-huh, yeah. So
that's great. Do you have to go into those with boots on and big floppy hats?
Yeah, you can, but no underwear, nothing like that.
Yeah,
you gotta
it seems
go make
like that
it.
From
just
Instagram.
Boots
though.
And the hats. Yeah, yeah, just, yeah. I don't have Instagram because I just feel like I would get too caught up with looking.
There's so many food Instagram things.
That and women. It's a lot of women on there.
And then too many foot profiles. You know, like you'll go on one profile before you know it, you've spent 6 hours looking at feet and you're like, whoa.
And that fucks up your algorithm if you spend 6 hours looking at feet.
You look at like one picture of like huge jugs, and then the next thing you know, your whole algorithm is jugs. You're like, I didn't even really look at it for that long.
No, I was just more like, oh, what a physical oddity that is.
But y'all, I was like concerned, actually.
Y'all should see, there is a pasta community. They teach me to say things differently in school. Ugh. There's a pasta, I'm gonna do it the right way, pasta community on Instagram. It's a whole community.
Really?
It is, yeah. If you look at the hashtag, pasta.
What's the hashtag?
P-A-S-T-A.
I don't need to know how to spell things. I just want to know the words. My man.
I got a quiz. I got a quiz on Friday. I got a spelling quiz.
Okay, I'm sorry. You have a spelling quiz and you're practicing? Okay, I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to snap at you.
Yeah, you snapped at me. I'm like, damn.
So how do you spell snapped?
Snapped. Snapped.
Use it in a sentence?
Okay, yes, please use
it. I snapped it at you.
You snapped at me. Okay. S-N-A-P-E-D. No,
that's so close. That you
okay, no. S.
You unfortunately, no. You did service Snape.
Snape. Okay. Snapped.
One of the what,
teachers. Professors is what I was trying to say at Hogwarts.
C-N-A-P-E-D.
Okay, you are so far. Yeah, from the C, you're...
Well, that's not one of the words on my quiz.
Oh.
That's fine.
What are the words on your quiz?
Pasta.
Nice.
Okay. Prego. Mm-hmm. Ramsey. Yeah, like the chef.
Like JonBenet?
JonBenet or the chef.
Oh, okay.
I will use it in a sentence. I probably do JonBenet for extra credit.
Mm-hmm. That gets you extra credit.
to use it in a way no one else is.
Okay.
Yeah, to use it in a way no one else is going to use it.
Great. So four words.
That's the whole quiz.
That's the quiz. Do you know them all?
I know that how to say them, yes.
Okay, good. Well, that's a good
start.
That's
a good start.
Because you can sound them out and then figure out how to spell
right,
them.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know how to spell pasta?
P-A-S-T-A.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a quarter of the way there.
Yeah.
Do y'all know how to spell narc? I don't.
N-A-R-K.
No, N-A-R-C. God damn it! I mean, I think that's what it is because I looked at the internet.
What does NARC stand for? Is that narcoleptic?
Narcotics.
Oh, narcotics. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Looking at the wrong person. But Scott, why would it stand for narcoleptics? Why would NARC stand for narcoleptics?
Because they be falling asleep in class. Because they pretending they students. I know why. Let me take it from here, Scott.
Okay, thank you, Pasta. Yeah.
So they be falling asleep in class because they acting like students, but they was actually up all night at the beat. That's what they call the police station, investigating stuff.
What? So who told you? I mean, I don't know. What are you talking about? Hey, what's this? Ah, who did that? Look, I'm rapping because I'm a kid. I'm going to go to school today. Hey,
that's not a
please
rap.
Please don't play with my dick.
Wait, he might rhyme.
I regret to inform you. Okay. Go ahead.
I didn't.
I mean, rap styles are very different. They've evolved over time.
If I was a rapper, I would be a mumble rapper.
Well, now rap is just like someone mumbling and then another person in the background going,
That's okay. Maybe we could try making a song.
Sure. Yeah, of course I can do a song. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do a song.
I want to do a song about.
Okay, sorry. Beats have also evolved.
I want to do a song. I would love to do a song about pesto.
Okay.
Yes. Is that one of your words?
No, that ain't on the quiz. But it is one of my favorite words, yes.
Okay. It's close to one of the words you know how to spell really well. It's almost two vowels off.
Prego? Close to prego?
Almost.
Yeah.
Prego?
Okay.
It's similar to prego. Yeah.
Very similar to prego.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Let me know when you're ready. I'll hit a beat. Yeah. Ding dang. A ding dang.
Okay.
A ding dang.
Yeah. So I love to have pesto. That much I know. I love to eat pasta. That much is faster.
Skirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Skirt.
I think this could be good. Skirt. Skirt. You gotta hit it with a skirt.
I think we need to have a hook from Sting, though.
Speaking of hook. I would love to just get my hands on something to sniff to get me high.
Look, Mike,
what is speaking of
I
hook
know what'll
mean?
Get you high.
You said hook, and yeah. I do have the hook up.
Oh, okay, because I thought you were talking about Captain Hook, and that's very dangerous for Captain Hook to sniff cocaine off of his hook.
Oh, my God, come on.
He might sniff too hard and suck
why
up the
would
hook
he already has one normal hand. He's going to use the normal hand, not the crazy
he's
hand.
He's a lefty,
nuts?
My dear boy.
Yeah.
There's and no he's, way he's not ambidextrous. Yeah. The man has to be ambidextrous. When you have one hand, you have to become ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous.
What's the root word?
Root word. Abba.
Are you in a class or getting ready for a spelling bee?
I'm in a class. We have a spelling quiz on Friday.
Oh, okay.
But it's only four words. But if I spell extra words, I get extra credit.
Really? Any
what?
Any other words?
If I add other words, and if I use things in a sentence that you wouldn't expect them to be used in, I get extra points.
So you get like any word, like the word A.
A? No, not that. It has to be at least three letters.
At least three?
Yeah.
What's like the biggest, craziest word you know?
The biggest, craziest word I know would have to be.
What about the thing that picks you up when you call 911?
The thing that picks me up when I call 911, the hands of my father.
I guess, yeah, spell it.
The thing that picks me up, the hands of my father, D-A space, hands, that's easy, H-A-N-S of O-V-D-A, my M-Y father, F-A-T-H-A.
There we go.
The hands
that's
of my father.
That's going to get you a lot of extra credit, I think.
That'll be a lot of extra credit.
But that's, no, because there's only two words. Y'all don't listen to me. Y'all don't listen to me.
I'm listening. I just literally don't
CBB
understand what
table.
You meant.
We, of course we're
I wanna
listening
talk,
to you.
I want
to
talk about how we all feel, since it's a round table, how we all feel about things that matter to society.
Yes.
We're sitting here at a round table. Things that matter.
And you know what, Pastor? We're going to do it. We have to
take a break. I knew you was going
to
say we
have to take a break. But when we come back, I do feel the round table has gotten a little sidetracked. But when we come back, we're going to rein it in. We're going to focus it in. And we're going to really get to some of the issues that are plaguing society. And Pastor, you're ready for this. Am I right?
I am. Yes, I sure am. That's what I want after the break.
Here we go. We're going to, and no kissing
no
during
kissing,
the second break.
No sucking, no fucking after this next break, even though you said you don't care what happens on
after
the break.
After the next break, no kissing, you're sucking and fucking. So during the break, you're still going to do it?
During the break, because you said it don't matter what we do during the break, but okay.
No. Kissing, I understand, but no sucking and fucking?
Yeah, this is going to be tough, especially for Michael Police. But we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to have more from the CBB Roundtable, more Pasta Pasta, more Albert Rowe, more Michael Police. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. This podcast, Comedy Bang Bang, is brought to you by Squarespace, our old friends, and Spring. Man, it truly has sprung. No one can argue that. And what do we know about Spring? Spring is a time of fresh starts. That's right. You thought January was good for starting fresh? Spring's gotcha beat. Spring's about rebirth, and that could mean starting a new venture or switching things up on your website. Well, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint, you can select from curated layout and styling options to create a personalized website optimized for every device, integrated, optimized it. SEO tools, Allow your site to show up more often and grow the way you want. Plus, make checkout easy for customers with easy-to-use payment tools. Accept credit cards, PayPal, Apple Pay, and in certain countries, give customers the chance to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and ClearPay. Selling content on your website? Well, add a paywall to sell memberships or courses or sell downloadable files. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial and when you're ready to launch. And I know you're going to be. Go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. The CBB roundtable. What happened between you two guys? Because, I mean, I thought we had established ground rules, but...
There is like a, what would you call it? Animal magnetism?
I don't know that I would play. Call There's it like that, because it was disgusting. Because
Kissy, he has never been with a religious figure before. It's right. A different kind of figure, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a different figure.
Yeah, different figure. Kind of like hidden figure, but yeah, different. Yeah, different figures.
Some of America's great women.
Yeah.
I want. If they do a movie about me called Different Figures, I want Viola Davis to be in it.
Yeah, just to be in it.
I think she could.
Cameo?
A quick little cameo. Just
like,
pop
hi,
in,
I'm
pop.
Viola Davis.
Just in
Thanks
an hour. They
the
tell
movie.
Her that she would be on set for less than an hour.
Maybe like what Tom Cruise did before Top Gun, where he's like, thanks for coming to the movies, everybody.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So
that would be really
there's
cool.
Hidden figures, but you're pitching different figures?
Different figures.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
How often do you see someone shaped like me? This is a different figure.
Yes, that's true. I've never seen someone that looks like they have 18 hip joints.
Do you look the same upside down as you do right side up?
Let's see. I get on a headstand for you right now.
Okay, let's see.
Okay.
Completely different. Looks completely different.
She hasn't turned it. Or he hasn't turned upside down yet. That's probably the
okay.
reason. You're having trouble with this.
Because I'm not as flexible as I used to be.
You said so confidently, let me do a headstand.
I know,
It led me to believe.
Because I'm a person of faith, ultimately. So I feel like if you say something, there's at least a little chance you can make it happen.
Tiny 0.00001% chance that you could do it.
And the numbers vary from situation to situation, but yeah.
But you don't have the arm strength to even attempt this.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Hold on.
I'd like to get that head down on the ground.
You want my head down, ass up.
That's the way I like to
Wait,
fuck.
Oh what the, you just said oh you just God. Said no fucking to sucking the entire time I was looking to fucking suck
I'm
you in
not
the brain.
You were looking, hey, you're a 17-year-old.
Yeah,
boy.
I'm 17. I'm always horny, dude.
Okay.
I want to bust my jizz, as you
oh.
as
oh,
we all
no,
say.
Oh, no, I'm a
That's
man.
Not what we're
I'm a man
about.
Of the claw.
Shoot
so
my
It's not that kind of show,
cream
Michael
water
Police.
Or whatever
no, oh,
we,
Michael
we
Police.
Say we kids say these days, right?
I don't know that it's
I don't
that.
Know. That's like one of the things we can't say. We could say that.
We could say it. We just choose not to.
Yeah. You know, locker room talk's on the table.
Sure. We love locker room talk,
locker
bro.
Locker room talk is fun.
Oh, you're going to love this. I once shit on my balls by accident.
Oh, dear.
What?
That's not the kind of locker I think.
What?
That...
No, what constitutes a locker room talk? It's anything that is gross and weird and you don't want to talk
about. Just the way you said it sounded like you did it on purpose. That sucks.
Also, we're talking about...
I did do it on purpose.
We're talking about the locker at an upscale spa resort.
Mm,
you know, where we nice. Talk, where we close business deals.
Oh, I thought you were talking about in some, like, maybe a blue-collar, like, government agency. Talk, I don't know, like a LAPD or whatever.
No, we're an upscale podcast and our advertisers reflect that.
Yeah,
okay.
That's true. Yeah, no, that's what I've heard as well.
The CPMs are through the roof on this show.
You're going to ride those CPMs all the way to the moon as far as I'm concerned.
CPMs, root word being C.
Thank you. Yes.
Right, that's amazing.
How do you spell that, I wonder?
S-E-E.
Okay, you're already very...
I think it's an acronym. It's already spelled for...
P-E-M.
Pass it. You wanted to get to some important issues. What's plaguing our communities out there? You're all local heroes as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, everybody want to be gluten-free. That's some bullshit. Yeah. It's a bullshit. I want to talk about it.
First of all, okay, the glutes are the biggest muscle in the human body.
And they look good. They look good. Mm-hmm. Imagine trying to sit down without glutes. That would hurt bone.
You probably would just topple over.
Yeah, exactly.
Glutes.
You need your glute.
You need the glutes. So why is everyone like, oh, I don't want them?
I don't want them. I don't want them.
Who's saying they don't want them?
I don't know.
Everybody.
These days, it feels like thanks to the Brazilian blowout, or was it a Brazilian butt lift or whatever?
The BBL.
Yeah. It feels like butts are getting bigger and better, and I cannot lie.
I got a blowout in Brazil.
You got a BBL, but it was a Brazilian butt lower.
I got my butt lowered. It was too high on my back. It was hard for people to discern what it was.
Exactly. You were all leg.
I was all leg, and then a big old ass on my back.
It looked like your shoulders, quite honestly.
Right. Weird. So I got it lowered closer to my knees so people know what it is.
Yeah,
I
think it's too far.
Honestly,
far as
too
I'm
low.
Concerned.
Yeah, a little too low.
Closer to the knees is a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's just split because, the difference, I
yeah,
think.
And yeah, and I'm no expert, but I don't think your butt should ever be rubbing on the floor.
Yeah.
Ever? Even when you sit crisscross applesauce, your butt shouldn't be rubbing on the floor?
No, that's fine. But when you walked in and I saw your butt,
I was dragging
on the
wagon.
Floor,
I was literally dragging a wagon. And that's a problem.
Right. And now there's stains everywhere.
Yeah, I regret to inform you, you've been leaving brown stains on my floor.
That's not what you think it is. It's my brown leather pants.
Oh,
what? No,
the color trend is not what you think it is.
Can I just tell you?
Well, first say out loud what you think it is. I'll tell you if it's.
I think it's 100% certified Dookie, as we call it.
It's regular. Okay, it's regular Dookie.
It's not Dookie.
What you think it is. You thought it was 100% certified Dookie.
Just USDA
no,
choice Dookie.
It smelled like Dookie and it tasted like Dookie.
Why are you tasting it?
Because how else would I know it's Dookie?
It's bad enough you're smelling it.
Smell is not enough.
Well, you have a really trained palate. It sounds like that's really interesting.
Why? What if someone told you?
No,
I'm trained because I'll rap for you guys to show I'm a kid. Yeah, I went to the streets and I.
You don't have to rap to prove you're a kid. We can tell you're a kid. When I kiss something at the store. Sometimes if I'm not looking at it, I don't know what it is. So it's just interesting that you could smell something and identify it 100% accuracy.
I think what you do is much grosser than what I did, to be honest. And it's weirder. I think mine is less weird than both of them.
You think that eating shit is less gross than him kissing apples
and bananas?
Scott, you're not being nice to me right now.
I didn't say I'm like eating shit because it's fun. I tasted it simply to make sure that my nose was telling me the truth.
He did his pinky, almost as if
this is a weird analogy, but like you're a police officer who found powdered substance at the scene of a crime.
I can't even spell police, P-O-L-I-C-E. I can't even spell knock.
That's good.
Popo.
Oh, shit. You think he's Popo?
He's Popo.
Hold on. Michael, can Albert and Pastor Passage and I want to talk to each other for a second. Is that okay? Do you mind taking your headphones off?
Should we go to the table?
I mean, I don't know why, but I'm guessing there's nothing to be suspicious about. I'll take this off.
That man is the police.
I think when you said Popo, I suddenly realized what you were talking about.
Yeah, no, that man is the police, and I've been trying to...
Albert, get over here. Why are you... You're just hanging out with Michael.
He's such a cool guy.
Get over here. We want to talk to you.
I'm getting a pretty cop vibe from him. You know, he's like obviously like a... He seems like a kid. He walks like a kid and talks like a kid.
I'm hearing all this. All of this I'm hearing.
Oh, we need to lower our voices.
Okay.
I'm gonna lower my voice. Okay, let's go an octave down.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, everyone.
Okay, I'm lowering my voice.
Do you think he's the police?
I think I can still hear
you guys. It makes no sense that you thought I couldn't hear you. Just now you all sound like a bunch of Barry Whites, but I can hear you talking about me.
I want to sound like Barry Manilow.
Baby.
Barry Manilow, dude, he don't
Take
sound low.
Take off that brassiere, my dear.
Oh, no.
He never said that.
Oh,
he said that.
Take off that brassiere. That sounds like that could be a rap song.
That is a lyric.
Take off my brassiere. Oh, no. Take off that brassiere, my dear.
Okay, guys.
Yes. Michael?
I'm really tired of this.
You're exhausted. By the way, you're sweating. Bullets.
Is it because you popped a Molly?
Yeah, did you pop a Molly and now
you're sweating?
As a result, you're sweating?
The truth is this, I popped a Molly and now I'm sweating.
Oh, shit.
That's what we said.
That's what we said.
That's what we said. Why didn't you just say yes?
Scott, I haven't been honest with you, Pastor and Kissy Boy. I won't apologize. I've been lying. My real name is Michael Police, badge number 7743BDD. Hello. I am a member of the LAPD.
Oh my God, what?
For over 35 years, I've been at Westfield High trying to bring down drug dealers.
Westlake.
Doesn't matter.
Are you still lying to us?
No, I made a mistake.
Start your confession over, please.
Come on, please. I'm a 65-year-old man pretending to be 17.
Hang on.
I am tired.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, everybody.
A second ago, you were a kid. You were a teenager.
Yeah.
And now you're telling us you're a cop. What is real? What is true? You're freaking me out.
You fools, I'm a master of disguise. I went master of disguise. I pretended to be a 17-year-old kid.
Did you take off a disguise or something? Your whole physicality has changed.
Yes, as you noticed, I'm taller, right?
Yeah.
I had small feet on.
Oh.
I took the feet off, and that's why I'm taller.
You look sort of like, you know, old man New Year, you know, when he's like being thrown in the river by the New Year baby, you know? But he's got a big long beard and stuff.
I just don't know who that is. Never mind. I don't know who
in
that
the cartoons.
Is. That's the problem.
Albert.
No, I'm sorry, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Pastor, what do you think about this? This is a police officer.
I'm willing to forgive if he's willing to ask for forgiveness and enjoy a meal with me. Something, and you're not allowed to have any food allergies. And if you are, you're not allowed to mention them.
Well, I mean, I'm allergic to nuts and crabs, but
okay,
I mean,
well,
as long
okay,
as it's not
so
that.
So no, I don't forgive him.
Yeah, I'm allergic to nuts and crabs.
Yeah, I don't want nuts or crabs either.
I just, I really hope that we can keep this situation between us.
You know, what situation? The CBB roundtable going? Sure, we can keep going.
We're not in a relationship.
No, the other thing that I said earlier. Anyway, doesn't
nuts
matter.
Nuts and crabs?
I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
No problem.
I see what you're doing.
Do you still
want
those drugs, by the way?
No,
And for me to tell you where I get them and all that kind
of
stuff?
That's a brick of cocaine just fell out of my purse.
You know what? I don't really care anymore. If that happened 5 minutes ago, I would have nailed you right
don't
here.
Even care.
I don't give a
Wait
shit anymore.
Wait a minute.
Anymore.
So you don't even care about your job?
I'm
you just
sorry.
Like the thrill of the chase.
Yes.
Typical,
I'll admit it.
Typical.
When you're a detective.
Oh, my God. He admitted it.
Wait, I've admitted a bunch of stuff already. Why is that surprising? I've admitted worse stuff before.
I just thought to say that right now.
Admit it.
Because I remembered it was a thing.
Root word ad. Advertisement.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Admittance.
You remind me a little bit of like Rain Man when it comes to like, but like if what if Rain Man was into spelling, not whatever Rain Man was into?
You know I have a question about? For you,
counting
simply
cards.
And plainly.
Sure, sure.
Do you think I'm stupid?
No, I don't. I think that you're one of those people that's exceptionally smart in one thing, and it makes you look
stupid.
Stupid, yeah. But I don't think you're stupid at all.
This is the CBB roundtable. I mean, I know all gloves are off during it, but that was a little harsh.
It's a whole bar conversation between, you know, intellectuals and all sorts of types of people. But
you know what the CBB roundtable
is. This is ridiculous.
Can I just say one thing that's harsh? I kept to test you all. Kept saying, hey, do you know where I can get sex workers to have sex with, okay?
Right,
you
sure.
You all like, no, I don't. Instead of going, how dare you? Instead of going, how dare you want to get sex workers?
I promised to get you one. I'm pretty sure.
No,
why
I'm,
are we supposed to say how dare you?
I'm chastising you right now. That's
but
what
why
I'm
should we say how dare you if that's what you like? Because I like pasta. I'd be damned if someone said, how dare you like
pasta.
They're
just such different
things.
And
I like kissing all the items in my grocery store. If I heard how dare you, that would really hurt my feelings.
What you're doing is gross and weird, but it's not as bad as someone that traffics in sex trafficking.
I got to say, this is the CBB roundtable, and one of the rules is there are no rules other than the rule, there is no chastising at the CBB roundtable.
No chastising.
Oh, but you all can chastise me for an hour about I don't know.
I thought we were pretty cool, old timer.
Hey,
yeah, you 65-year-old piece of shit.
Hey, fuck you.
You 65-year-old
Let me
fuck.
Tell you something. When you two little fucks were steaming and jumping around in your daddy's nutsack,
steaming?
I was out in the street protecting the puppy.
I didn't Hang steam on. In my daddy's nutsack. I came right out.
And also,
yeah, do you have a picture? I don't believe you.
Don't imply that Scott and I are the same age either.
You should have seen the way I came out.
What age are you? I don't even know.
I'm 34 years old.
Oh, come on now. Pastor, what do you think about all this?
You think I'm going to have a take on this nonsense? He says you were steaming in your what now?
Daddy's nutsack.
I wasn't steaming. I didn't come out that way. I came out a different way.
I came out body tempered, you know?
Yeah.
And he was not, he was like, you know, 98 degrees at the time. He wasn't sick.
Well,
your dad was Nick Lachey.
I was going to say, in a boy band. Your dad was in a boy band?
I was his brother.
Oh,
you were your dad's brother or your dad?
Both.
Okay, that
you
makes no sense.
You've been part of the Love Is Blind empire. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
I like how he comes out and says, "And of course, I'm Nick Lachey."
And you
were like, "You haven't been a thing for 20 years."
Yeah, if somebody new saw you, they wouldn't know.
Like your wife has been on a recent CBS show.
Yeah,
like
but
she should be the "Of course I'm."
Nick Lachey did the song "Oh, Give Me Just One Night, Una Noche."
Are you a frustrated
Everybody knows
singer?
Who
is.
Huh?
Are you a frustrated singer?
You know, I got another thing I
Because we're frustrated listening to you.
That's not nice.
Frustrated listeners.
You want to hear a little something nice?
That was supposed to chastise
you. I want to be. I hardly know all this feeling from my side. I never
Rob
been
Thomas.
Again. That was Rob Thomas. I was trying to do Rob Thomas.
What, say it again?
To PayPal?
You know, I don't know the reference. Because I've been in Istanbul, but...
not Constantinople. formerly
Constantinople,
Yeah.
Look, do we want to judge a singing show? Look, should the CBB Roundtable... I got to be honest, I don't know if this format is going anywhere.
Should we turn this
into a singing competition?
I think we could. I would like to be a judge.
Okay.
I have a good ear for singing. I could certainly judge,
I would also like to sing and judge if I can.
Yeah, we could all sing and then judge both. Each other.
That's a good idea.
Conflict of interest. I'm going to vote for myself, to be clear.
Oh, no, I'm going to vote for myself, too, but we should still at least do it.
We should tell you what. We'll make a rule. We can all vote for ourselves other than Michael over here. He has to vote for someone else.
Okay.
Wait, what?
So it's actually that you're the judge, really.
And so I creep. Yeah, just creeping on the down low. Because nobody is supposed to know.
Okay, great.
That's great.
Who are you voting for?
Fantastic.
I'd like to vote for me.
Okay, great.
You haven't heard the other songs, but okay.
But I feel confident.
All right, I'm going to go.
Okay, you go.
Because I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo.
Radio
what the
hit.
Hell am I doing here?
That's actually pretty fucking good,
I don't
too,
belong here.
That's good.
Okay.
The ending was weak, but the other part I thought was very strong.
The ending was the strongest.
I like the middle.
I'm voting for myself.
Okay.
All right, Albert.
Okay, I'm trying to think of another creep song.
The Stone Temple Pilots one.
I wish I knew it.
I should have taken that one.
I'm just going to do a different song completely because I don't want the creep thing to sort of be the thing.
No, you want to make sure you vote for something with a palate cleanser.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere.
That's not bad at all.
Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand.
You almost said Trump.
I almost jumped ahead.
That may affect his vote.
I think I'm going to vote for Pasta Pasta.
Thank you so much. And I would like to do an encore.
It's not. You haven't been in the bag yet. Okay. Michael Police can vote for me.
Okay, Michael Police.
All right, Michael, go ahead.
Fine, here's one that's about love. If you're a horny, let's do it. You ride it, my pony, my saddle. Can I just start again? Can I just start again, please?
Take it.
One, and a two, and a three. I'm just a bachelor. Looking for a partner. Someone who knows how to ride. My partner. His name was Jefferson. He was shot in the line of duty.
Oh, God. This took a turn.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry that happened to you, but you do still need to vote.
Yeah, we need to hear
I'm sorry about your loss.
And by the way, if you vote for me, it'll be a tie.
If you're at the polls, stay in line.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and vote.
You can't vote for yourself.
Everybody else is voting for themselves.
I actually voted for Pasta Pasta.
Guys, we
established this up top.
Is it because I'm LAPD and we just indiscriminately kill young people of color?
Yeah, and if you were on fire, I wouldn't piss on you, absolutely.
You know what? You know what? If you were on fire, I wouldn't shit on you.
If he wasn't on fire, I'm fucking unloading the tank.
This cop is on fire.
None of this is funny to me.
There are a lot of situations where a policeman
The real song is this. This girl is on fire.
Scott, are you going to have to
when
pay
I see
for
my
this?
Chief, I say, hello, sir.
Are you going to have to pay for this licensing?
Oh, yeah. We pay all the songs that we use. Who are you voting for?
I mean, I think it's greatly unfair that I can't vote for myself, but I'm going to vote for the pastor. I'm going to vote for the pastor.
Mm.
The clergyman. Hey, I understand. People are scared because I have power, you see.
Yeah, you have a direct line to God.
I have a direct line to God. I'm like, burp, 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 burp.
Did you want to do an encore?
Is your God, yes. Cardi B?
Do you want more?
Yeah. I want to do more. I want to do more.
Okay, what do you got?
And so I creep. Yeah.
You're just doing the same song.
Oh, you want me to do something else?
Usually when I see an encore, it's okay, something an encore. A little bit
not the same
okay.
part of the song
well,
you sang before.
You lost. So you don't we don't know care what you usually do.
Can you sing the Bad Boy sing Bad Boys?
I know what I'm gonna do.
Can you sing anything from the Bad Boys roster?
I wanna do this.
Including P. Diddy.
Okay. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Do you guys want to take your votes?
What you gonna do?
You're singing a rap song. Like that's not
you wanna take your votes back and vote for me instead?
No. This is an encore. No. This is an encore. Do you want more? Cooking raw with the Brooklyn boy. So for one less time, I need you to roar.
Is that Wu-Tang?
You just...
Jay-Z.
It's like you faded it
okay,
out
I can, oh,
manually.
What song do y'all want me to sing? It gotta be something I know.
Manuel Newman. Y'all know Manuel Newman?
He make pizzas and pasta sauce.
Right. But he's also a good singer.
Emmanuel Newman.
I don't know him. Oh yeah. Oh,
you sang that song, Pasta, Pasta, It's So Nice. Give me that pasta with a little slice tonight.
Oh.
Slice of pizza.
I would have voted
pasta
for you. If you had sang that on the first go-round, I might have voted for you. Okay, I'll sing a song.
Okay, what do we got?
I don't want no scrubs. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of best friend's ride. Try to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. Scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. So that's what, thank you for your accompaniment. I
feel like you could start a church choir at whatever church you're at. I can't remember what it is.
I don't have a brick and mortar just yet.
You brought your brick of cocaine.
I brought a brick of cocaine. But
you're welcome to have services at Kissy's anytime you'd like.
Oh, church what services about on at Sundays? A grocery school.
Sundays were actually really, we're slammed on Sundays.
Yeah, that's a popular day for shopping.
That's a popular day.
You got to get your meal prep stuff for the week.
What if we had
you know?
Church services on Tuesday?
Tuesdays is good. Tuesdays is wide
Another
open.
Brick of cocaine just fell out my
Another
bag.
Another brick in the wall.
That was crazy. What was that?
Man, awesome. I wish I hadn't retired a couple of minutes ago. Otherwise, I would have had you in cuffs.
Wait, you retired? I thought you just told us who you were.
After you,
we
put,
didn't
me
realize
cuffs,
that
after you put me in cuffs.
It's called a silent retirement in the business. We call it silent.
It's like quiet quitting.
Yeah, this guy quiet quitted on our ass.
But
yeah,
it's just like quiet quitting.
Silent retire. If you had me in cuffs, what would you do to me?
Oh, hell yeah. And that's this is not, part, hey, we're back to the CBB roundtable. This is one of the topics I wanted to bring up at the CBB roundtable.
I would take you to jail.
Okay, and then what happens in jail?
I mean, you're going to get processed, and then you'll post the bond, and then you'll have to come back.
What does the processing look like?
It's just paperwork.
Okay.
Paper. Mm. If
working with some paper.
Paperwork with some paper.
As long as that paper doesn't catch on fire, we're good.
As long as I can deposit that paper.
If I can deposit that paper into my bank, I'm fine with
this
it.
This is what happens during the CBB roundtable. Bets are off. The gloves are off. Anything that can be off is off. And man, we did it though, didn't we?
I'm putting my clothes back on. Yes, we did.
Oh yeah, we have been naked this entire episode. Yeah, we haven't talked about that at all.
But I like that we didn't, because this is how we came into the world bucket naked.
That's right.
I came into the world bucket naked.
This is how I want to leave.
And I want to, you. So when you get buried, first of all, do you want to get cremated or buried?
I want to get buried naked.
And you want to get buried naked. No casket. You want a raw dog to earth.
Yep.
Okay.
I want to get buried naked with my ass in the air so the world can kiss my ass goodbye.
Hell yeah. What about you, Michael?
I want to get buried next to my dead partner, Alvarado Jefferson. Who's the greatest man ever known.
Alvarado Jefferson. Now, was he Jefferson?
What?
Was he one of the Jeffersons?
Was he Jefferson?
Because that's cultural appropriation.
Because that's exactly...
No, he was one of the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Why? What's so weird about that?
Nothing's weird.
One of the Jeffersons became a cop in the 2000s and became my partner.
I mean, I guess we never kept track of the Jeffersons after that show ended, so one of them could have become a cop.
There should be a way where shows that have ended a long time ago,
they
just
update
know
you every year of like, oh, by the way, I mean, J.K. Rowling, that notorious turf, she used to do that for the Harry Potter verse.
Yeah.
She'd be like, oh, hey, guess what? Wizards, they would dump on the floor and then they would, you know, just, apparate it away.
Yeah.
Why can't we hear that about the Jeffersons?
It's ridiculous. I would like to know, if they
What about the Modern Family? What are they up to?
Yeah, what is Phil Dunphy up to in his dumb ass?
Kids started out so cute and then they got just, you know.
Normal adults.
Yeah. Then they
Normal
grew
adults.
When they grew up.
They want to hear about
They got not bad looking. Those kids.
Okay. You're
Now
that I know you're not a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah.
This is
but none of those people are none of them are minors.
Oh,
okay. They started as minors. If you ever knew anyone as a minor, off limits, bro.
Oh, please. Yeah. So that means, like, I shouldn't want to have sex with Lisa Turtle from Saved by the Bell because I watched Saved by the Bell as a kid?
Of course
I want to have sex with Lisa Turtle.
Well, Lisa Turtle wasn't a kid when she was shooting Saved by the Bell.
Nice.
Nice save.
Nice.
And you know,
nice.
I go home
and jerk off to her.
Yeah.
And there's nothing to feel guilty about.
If it's one of those things that where you feel like you have to check, feels like you shouldn't do it anyway.
Yeah. If you got to ask, bro. By the way, you shouldn't be jerking off to anyone, as far as I'm concerned. You're a 65-year-old man.
Save your energy, old man.
Yeah. Wait till
save your energy for the pearly gates.
Wait till you little poop mongers become 65 and have somebody say that to you, and you're going to be furious.
Ain't going to happen. I'm going out in style before then.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive off the bridge.
If I could just say one last thing I wanted to say about my partner who died.
One last thing?
My partner died of... he died of prostate cancer in the line of fire.
Oh, now
what?
I feel bad.
Yes, he was shot. He immediately, after he was shot, developed prostate cancer and died right there on the spot. And I held him in my hands.
I kind of feel like the
you
bullet
held
did
it
most
in your
of
hand.
I held his prostate in my hands.
Okay.
It was pulsating.
Sounds
still.
Like you're checking his prostate while he was dying?
He liked butt stuff.
Well, yeah, I tasted it to make sure it was...
Oh,
dude, what? Really? Oh, okay, I'm weird.
You're the weirdest one here.
Fine. That's fine.
And that's saying something, because pasta is here.
I've actually been straight man.
You've been the voice of reason
here.
I've been the voice of reason.
I was a normal guy,
yes,
mainly.
You and I, we should actually...
These two weirdos over here.
I was pretty normal, I think. I was like the most normal of all, actually.
Probably. Weird.
Yeah, okay, kissy boy. Guy, you're kissing products in your... Yeah, you're real normal. While I'm out here every night in the streets making sure that this community is safe.
Nobody even knows that I'm buying LinkedIn.
Oh,
you're buying LinkedIn?
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah, I kind of thought I'd get in there with all these other like billionaires buying websites. I'm like, which one's up for sale? I'm buying LinkedIn.
It's
I'm
going to
make it into
a sort
of open source. Anybody can say whatever they want on there.
How do you say that website's name?
I keep it out of my motherfucking mouth.
I know that's right, because you was about to get slapped. Yeah. Keep my website out your mouth.
That's my website. No, I just signed the deed.
I call it LinkedIn.
I call it LinkedIn as well.
No, you said LinkedIn.
LinkedIn, like the LinkedIn project.
Like LinkedIn Park?
Like LinkedIn Park. I try so hard.
Oh.
I don't know the rest.
Are you sure you guys don't want to re-vote here?
No.
I'm voting for that one.
So you like that one.
That was good.
All right. Well, guys, we are running out of time on the CBB roundtable. Can you imagine?
Flew by.
I guess one of the rules is that it has a time limit as well.
Yeah.
So there are two rules.
You couldn't do this for the rest of our lives, certainly.
I don't have nowhere to be.
I've got nothing.
We are running out of time. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Time to open up the plug bag. The plug bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to 106.4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.9 FM Plug Radio. We want to hear what you've got going on.
All right. That was Plugtown Radiosville by Astral Emissary. Thank you to Astral Emissary. And if you have a plugs theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs and upload your song. They can be opening the plug bag themes or closing the plug bag remixes, and you can be famous for a week. And thank you to Astral Emissary. You are famous for a week. And Pasta, what do you want to plug here?
I would like
you
to
want to plug you looking at Instagram or?
Yes. I didn't realize you needed me to listen to you tell us who did the plug theme, which was beautiful, by the way. I just got off of a plane. Show me some mercy.
You got to catch up on what everyone is doing.
Yeah. Let me tell you. Well, Scott, I'm going to say something right now. You're not going to like it. So I'm not going to say it. No, I'm not going to
say it.
Are you going to call out these men for being on their phones? Are you going to call them out?
I feel like the mere fact that I mentioned you were on yours made them like Pavlov's
dog. No.
We're all men here.
Now all of a sudden I'm a leader. Okay.
Nope. All right. I would like to plug community. The show or?
No, the general concept. I think people should find community.
Yeah. Find it wherever you can.
Find community where you can of good people.
Yeah. Some people who will lift you up, not tear you down.
Exactly.
Perhaps a study group at a community college streaming on Netflix.
Yeah. With 6 seasons and 1 movie.
Yeah. If y'all want to plug that, have at it.
Gillian Jacobs hopefully will return to the show so we don't have to do another one of these fucking CBB roundtables. We have a real star on the show.
Oh, damn.
All right.
Well, damn.
Well, it's true, but you don't have to say it.
Yeah. I mean, this is fun, but Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, anyway, so what else do you want to plug?
That's all.
That's all? Nothing? No television program?
Why do I have to plug a program that is not struggling to get viewers?
It's not?
I don't,
because it seems like they keep selling ads in the middle of it to, like, all the sketches are suddenly sponsored by.
I don't know about that. I don't. I don't know that. I think that,
they're getting a lot of interesting guests too, and that's bringing traffic to it as well.
I think that program I'm on.
A lot of great guests recently.
I think that program I'm on is doing a fantastic job of staying on air.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, you know.
You think if I don't plug today, this will be the demise of the program?
I think it won't make it to 50.
If I don't plug it right now, it won't make it to 50.
Yeah, and they'll cancel the movie that's coming out about
it.
I'm a
big fan, of the NYPD, let me tell you.
Okay. They have a dance team, you know.
They do?
Yeah, yeah. We saw that. Mm. Yeah, yes. We saw that video. Yeah. It's wow, you're really that's plugged what into about, what's right? going on the in NYPD. Popular culture.
In New York, yeah.
Yeah, especially in New York.
I have to go. A lot of my flights connect there when I'm heading over to Europe.
It's wonderful.
Mm. Yeah, it's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful city.
It really is. The Statue of Liberty, all the rest.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
It's the concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
How about her body, huh?
Honestly, like, as far as women go,
Statue of Liberty's a baddie.
Stacked.
Yeah.
Absolute smoke show.
Oh, yeah. Try climbing that tree.
Yeah, her BBL is in the exact right place.
Her BBL is where her butt's supposed to be. Her BBL be where her butt be.
Yeah. It's a shame. I once went and visited, but my neck hurt and I couldn't look up. So I don't know.
No.
I don't know what you're all talking about yet.
So you just saw everything like street level?
I saw a pancake ass. I saw nothing. It was just flat. Damn. Everything was flat.
If you were unable to look up, you wasn't looking at her ass.
Yeah, you're looking at her ankles.
I was just kind of looking at her feet.
You thought her ankles were her ass?
I mean, it's a really, really big statue, and I couldn't look up because I had a crick in my neck from being out all night fighting crime in the streets of Los Angeles.
One of the easier jobs to have, honestly.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, what? It's like pizza delivery drivers are in more danger.
Yeah, anyway, Albert, what did you want to plug? You want to plug Pasta Pasta going back to Instagram
I'm just going to plug Instagram. I do think it's a...
Pasta Pasta don't do well with people telling her grown ass what to do. Just an FYI to everybody.
I'm gonna go ahead and plug a podcast that I've been playing in the loudspeakers over at Kissy's. It's called...
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Nobody likes that, actually, but it's people do ask me what it is so they can listen to it on their own time. Mm. It's called Get Played. It's over on the HeadGum Network, and it's a video game podcast hosted by Nick Weiger, Heather Ann Campbell, and Matt Apodaca, and they talk about video games. They talk about, you know, new games that are out, games that are coming out. They talk about video game movies, all sorts of video game stuff, and they have a lot of great fun. And they also have a Patreon where they talk about anime called Get Animated over at patreon.com/getplayed. Lots of fun, good stuff.
Good stuff. All right. Well, hey, Michael Police, I don't know what you would have to plug. It seems like you're retired.
I'd like to plug that I went to Costco the other day and I lost my gun. I think I dropped it somewhere. And it was fully loaded, and it's that one gun that constantly goes off by itself.
Oh,
so I'm hoping that the Costco in Canoga Park, somebody finds my gun. What I'd like to plug is a young gentleman I know. His name is Pion Benefez. He's on Instagram, at PBanny. He's a decent-looking kid.
That's
he's kind
cool
of
cool way to shorten that.
At PBANI?
Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. I like his style. I think he's great.
Yeah.
I think what he's doing is great. If he was here right now, I'd
kiss him on the mouth.
If he was here right
him,
now.
Whatever he wants. Whatever he wants, I'll do.
Whatever he wants.
But anyway,
we've never had him on the show. It would be great to have him on and do some sort of, and I tell you what, if you guys do hook up, we'll pay for the second date.
Cool, if you,
thanks.
If
and
he,
I
if
hope you,
please go ahead.
I hope you treat him better than you guys treated me tonight.
And treated me, frankly, and better than I was treated as
Why,
well.
Why, Pasta Pasta?
Because I was attacked for just being, Carl Tott be up here on his phone. He don't get called out.
Oh, he gets called out.
No, I've been up here. Carl don't never get called out. I've been up here, Carl, full on.
He's too big. He's too famous. He's too imposing.
He's too fat. Yeah, you.
I don't mean famous. I mean like physically.
Physically,
imposing.
Well, what if I told you I had a weapon on me?
Oh,
a machete.
You have a machete on you.
Machete, root word being mash.
The okay, root word things. Is mash on it.
Yeah, it's like mashed potatoes. Michelle.
That definitely changes things. Look, I need to plug things, if that's okay.
Okay, Scott, we would love to invite you to plug
now, I need
something.
Your rapt attention.
I'm
okay,
here.
I need direct eye contact
I'm
while
here.
You do this.
Okay, and don't look at your notes. Look
okay.
at me.
I'm not going to look at my
okay,
notes.
Okay, don't look at your notes.
All right. What Tell I want me. To say is, yes. go head over to cbbworld.com. Okay. We have so many great Don't shows over away. There. We have ad-free episodes of this okay. show, ad-free episodes of Threedom, but we also have CBB Presents with shows like Entrepreneur's Entrepreneur Tour.
That's a show people should tune into.
That featuring Appetizer P. Newer and Foster Parents. Foster Parents.
Yes.
Parents Foster.
Don't look away.
I'm not looking away.
Don't look away.
And also we have, you know, Neighborhood Listen in College Town sure. over there. So much stuff going on over there. Sure. And you can either subscribe for a month or you can subscribe for a year and you get two of those months free. Also, we have Wet Day merchandise out there if you want to celebrate Wet Day, of yep. course.
Don't look away.
It's over at Patreon. No, not Patreon. It's over at podswag.com.
Uh-huh.
And the action figures, CBB action figures are out there, and the CBB book, all of that stuff is available to you.
Yes.
And more. And
don't look. I you want to look. You have to look. He's
I am
going
to have to look down in order to trigger this theme song.
Okay.
All right. We're closing up the old plug bag. Seconds now seems too long. It used to be under a minute and then 59. Everyone's doing 59.
I think five's good.
Yeah, five. You start making these 5 seconds. That was How You Clopen the Plug Bag by Chardo. How You Clopen the Plug Bag by Chardo. And
thank
guys,
you, Chardo.
Thank you, Chardo. And thank you to our guests, the very first CBB roundtable. This was historic.
Will you do it again, Scott?
I think I will. Oh. As long as you three return to do it with me.
Oh, absolutely.
I would be delighted.
Now, I don't know.
So no one here do you deem an A-lister worthy of?
I mean, would I?
Alphabetically, certainly me.
Sure, Albert. Yeah, I mean, alphabetically by first name.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Pastor, you're a P-lister.
I'm a P-lister.
And Michael Police, you're an M-lister, unfortunately.
I don't know what that means. But what I do know is what I'm proud of is the work that I've done in this community for over 35 years.
What have you done, really?
Is this
really?
His retirement
party? Like, honestly,
I
like
have shot so many people who have ran away from me. I've shot so many people who stole my gum. I've done things that have helped this community.
Well, you can't steal gum. You're not supposed to steal gum.
Yeah.
So if you
you're
steal
supposed
gum,
to buy it. Yes, exactly.
And
thank
so if you,
Pastor. Steal
gum,
a death sentence is appropriate for
yeah,
someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I hate to be on the agreeing side, but yeah, you shouldn't steal anything.
Shouldn't steal gum.
Yeah, it sucks. But
a merchant like yourself. Albert,
I put that stuff in the store.
You order it wholesale, yeah. certainly, at a cheaper price than we can get it.
Oh, absolutely.
But still, that is no excuse for stealing that gum.
No, and excuse. It should be punishable by death, absolutely.
Yeah. If yeah. it was up to me, it would be. Unfortunately, it's not.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, what a wonderful down. Note to end this first CBB roundtable on.
I think this was a great success.
This was
I can't wait to hear what the success. Listeners have to say.
Oh, yeah, please send it to us.
Please send it. Tag us. Tell yeah. us how much you love it.
Yeah, we want. Look, you're just as much of a guest on this show as these three
yes.
gentlemen are.
And our favorite thing about modern day social media
is the interaction with the fans.
Dialogue. And they say to us what they like and what they didn't like.
No.
I want to
yes.
know.
We want to yeah. know. We need your constructive criticism.
I want to know if you really love me.
I want to know if you really love me. I want to know if you really love me.
I feel like we're stuck in a
loop. I want to know if you really love me. I want to know if you
do we know
really
any other lyrics of me?
I want to know if you really love me. I want to know if you really love me.
I want to know
if you really love me.
Well, I should be going now.
I want to know.
Ah, fuck.
You were the last one. Yeah. Ah,
damn it.
We got your ass.
Damn it.
You really love me.
All right, we'll see you on the next CBB roundtable. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Bye. We want to know.
Stay out of trouble, you morons.
Motherfuckers.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.